Norway and Croatia are the next two acts who had a second rehearsal at Eurovision 2021. Tix spread his wings, and Albina, she was going TikTok. Should we talk about it?
Let's do this.
Yes, it was much the same for Tix from Norway. It was on point before, and he was still soaring. I think this looked absolutely fantastic. I love the white beams of light that come out behind him at like a prism angle. Boom.
The word I was looking for in the live stream, yes.
And it gives it a sense of depth. This angel is deep in heaven or hell, depending on the moment of the song. It's just so cleverly done. He sounded great. One thing I noticed this time was that he manages to look forlorn in the beginning, even with sunglasses. I don't know if they've tilted the sunglasses down, but you can see the sadness through the sunglasses. It's really quite magical, and I don't know if that's the rest of his face or if it's just the posture, but whatever he's doing, it really works. There are no strong material changes here that we noticed from the first rehearsal. I personally saw the sparkle a bit more now on his bodysuit. It could have been because they turned the lighting on our TVs up here in the press room, or it could have been something on the stage, but it looks great is the point.
So Tix was just fantastic. Once again, Norway, Tix is rocking this contest for you. I feel like they changed the effects with the lighting a bit to enhance it. So prism is a great word. I couldn't find that word earlier on the live stream. I'm like, so the light comes together and it goes out towards him. But where my hands meet at the back, you see Tix just illuminated in front of it. And it's whatever they did with the lighting effects, it was really quite good. That's really the only difference I noticed. The vocals were spot on, and you can't help, from my perspective, but just to love our friend Tix.
And I've got to say, this does pop out for me. I was doing an interview with Manisha at the time, I believe. I was waiting in line, and then I'm just kind of looking around, and then I see a big old pair of wings on a TV, and you do stop. It's got an arresting quality because it's so over the top. I don't think over the top is bad, especially when paired with a tasteful melody. All right, Suzanne, next up was Croatia's Albina, bathing us in purples and blues and sort of space age costumes. I think Weeby blogger Oliver compared it to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, you know, the psychedelic feel. I really like it. For me, it works. I love this aesthetic, 1980s purple and blue, similar to the GIFs. If you type in Albina TikTok in Instagram, you get the GIFs. It's that coloring. They refine some things. So when she moves her arm, the laser, it seems to shoot directly. Sometimes last time it was a little bit off, but now that's fully in control. Yeah, I mean, there's not that much that's different. I think that the pacing of the camera shots was quite good. It helps give it that flow and rhythm to keep things exciting. She's a fine specimen. She's likable, lovable, beautiful, can sing.
She's stunning. And so what I picture as throughout this entire performance was I kept picturing Albina as a Bond girl.
Yeah.
I know that probably sounds very strange, but she just looked like this beautiful Bond girl to me. You know how when they start to share the new movies that are coming out, you always want to know who the Bond girl is. Well, Albina was that Bond girl this afternoon here in the press center. One of my favorite things about this performance is this. I don't know if anyone can see this.
I'm here.
Or
I'll
not.
Hold it while you speak.
It's this geometric shape that is rather seen multiple times throughout this performance. It's a circle. It's got like a ray of light from here, a ray of light from here around the circle, and then it has like this square around it. And I really like this shape here. And to William's point earlier, it's as though she touches the lights and they are like rays emanating from her body, and then the rays rather come at her. So Albina, you should totally be the next Bond girl. Awesome performance. I have to say, this song really, really grew on me today. So well done.
Shout out to Domino Patachi. Shout out to Andrea Anders and Octopussy. Shout out to Zinnia Anatop. Shout out to Tiffany Case. And shout out to Countess Teresa de Vicenzo. Okay, Bond girls, shout out to who?
Albina.
In any case, that's what we... Oh, actually, no. I gotta say, visually, a song like TikTok really benefits from these visuals. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because before I got here, I was really on the fence about it, but now I really want to see this go through. I think visually, it is so now and so contemporary. She's the perfect vessel for this because of the beauty, poise, attitude, sass, and voice. I'm feeling much more optimistic for this. I don't know who I'm gonna kick out because this semifinal.
Since we continued on, I just want to comment on the wind in her hair. Her hair was a little bit different today. It was pulled up at the sides, pulled up in the center, flowing on the sides. And when the wind comes at her, stunning.
You can blow, but she ain't gonna move. Our girl stands tall. In any case, that's what we think. What do you think? Is Albina going to the final? Does she deserve to go to the final? Are you loving the staging? And what about Tix? Is he flying in high or did he come crashing down to you? Let us know here on WeWe Blogs.
Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, and tune into our live stream. Not just during the day during rehearsals and the semifinals and probably the grand final, but also each evening our amazing Deben, who is not on site with us this year. Deben is doing an open up Instagram Live with many, many past, present, and perhaps future Eurovision stars.
Oh, and also the WeWe scoreboard is coming at you soon. Our team went around the world, gave our 12 points, and we have a winner, all to be revealed. See you later.
Bye. Bye.